isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only egregious second-rate radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a suboptimal radio voice and a passion for the music my parents grew up with before they knew it would influence such a regretful and morally depraved show. Hamlet mused about a neutral concept of good and its dualistic, antagonistic opposite, and concluded that merely thinking makes it one or the other. If we think of something as being good, can we settle for good? Even when things are good, we are compelled to make it even better. But to what end? Can something ever be the goodest? Conversely, the opposite condition seemingly has one state, and we care not to perpetuate it. A state with varied descriptors: inferior, unpleasant, rotten, injured, regretful, wicked, and worthless. Harsh words, but perhaps unfair. In the novel A Clockwork Orange, it is asked, is a man who chooses the bad perhaps in some way better than a man who has the good imposed upon him? In Rock and Rhythm, perhaps. It seems like every time we get together for the Rock and Rhythm Review, bad things happen. So let's hear how bad things get with Chuck Willis, Freddie Bell and the Bellboys, Ronnie Self, The Shufflers, Winoni Harris, The Crestones, Percy Mayfield, Little Junior's Blue Flames, and Larry Williams. The story goes that in early 1956, Elvis caught some bad lounge act in Vegas and pinched their arrangement of Hound Dog. Sort of, but to say the act was bad is without merit. Freddie Bell and the Bellboys were a solid, highly rocking act. Just check out their cameo in the B-movie Rumble on the Docks. Already signed to Mercury by the time Elvis heard them, this was their debut recording for the label, yet never appeared as a single in the U.S., with guitarist Mickey Baker lending his tone, Big Bad Wolf.
In every town where you may go, a kind of a fella most girls know, stands on the corner with a roving eye. He yells at every girl who passes by. Big Bad Wolf.
Look out!
That's the Big Bad Wolf.
Look out!
That man's a wolf.
Look out!
That's the Big Bad Wolf. He stares and he glares, looking for a date. Ooh, that's the Big Bad Wolf. He'll give you a wink and he'll give you a sigh. A baby, you'd better not give him the eye, because he's a wolf. A Big Bad Wolf. Take my advice, don't be nice to the Big Bad Wolf. That's the Big Bad Wolf.
Look out!
That man's a wolf.
Look out!
That's the Big Bad Wolf. He stares and he glares, looking for a date. Ooh, that's the Big Bad Wolf. Big Bad Wolf.
Look out!
That man's a wolf.
Look out!
That's the Big Bad Wolf. He stares and he glares, looking for a date. Ooh, that's the Big Bad Wolf.
Look out!
That's the Big Bad Wolf.
Look out!
That man's a wolf.
Look out!
That's the Big Bad Wolf. Take my advice and don't be nice to the Big Bad Wolf. Big Bad Wolf. Big Bad Wolf.
Crowned King of the Stroll, I prefer Chuck Willis's other epithet, Sheik of the Blues, making his penchant for donning any number of turbans he collected fitting. As talented a singer, Chuck was songwriter, recording prolifically for both OK and Atlantic before his needless 1958 death from peritonitis due to his reluctance to receive timely treatment for a chronically bad stomach. Willis cut this 1953 self-penned hit for OK, which was later hit for Elvis in 61. I feel so bad.
Feel so bad. feel like a ball game on a rainy day. Feel so bad. Feel like a ball game on a rainy day. Yes, I got my rain check. Shake my head and walk away. People, that's the way I feel. Ooh, people, that's the way I feel. Sometimes I think I want, then again I think I will. Sometimes I wanna stay here, then again I wanna leave. Times I wanna leave here, then again I wanna stay here. Yes, I got my train fare, pack my grip and ride away. That's the way I feel. Ooh, people, that's the way I feel. Sometimes I think I want, and again I think I will.
The bad thing about the Shufflers is, beyond four great 1954 tunes, not much else to go on. But I think the brass at OK made a bad decision when they released two of the songs and kept the other two in the vault, like this one, Bad Bad Women.
Bad women made me lose my happy home. Well, now, Rob.
Well,
It was a bad car wreck that pushed singer Percy Mayfield's emphasis away from performing and onto what he did arguably even better, songwriting. The 1952 accident nearly killed Percy as his career was peaking, but worse, it left his face badly disfigured. More notable tunes like Hit the Road Jack benefited Ray Charles before Percy slipped in and out of obscurity till his 1984 passing. 1953's I Need Love So Bad.
So bad. Oh, I need love so bad, so bad. 'Cause when I lost my loved one, I lost everything I had. I need the kind of woman that's gonna be mine alone. I need the kind of woman that's gonna be mine alone. And not the kind of woman that's gonna jive and carry on. Troubles can't last always. Oh, no, no. My troubles can't last always, always. I've had misfortune and bad luck so long, it's bound to change someday.
How bad is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? As of 2016, they've failed to induct Winoni Harris. Meanwhile, the likes of Gene Pitney resides in its halls. But Harris's influence endures, as I observed my son playing the popular video game Fallout, where, lo and behold, but what do I hear? Grandma plays the numbers, and I'm pretty sure no Liberty Valance.
The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all.
1952's Bad News Baby.
There's bad news. There'll be no rocking tonight. There's real bad news. There'll be no rocking tonight. My baby walked out on me. Now you know. I can find some rockin', but it ain't like I had before. Rock, baby, rock. can't rock tonight. I've got bad news, I can't rock tonight. Well, I've been trying to find my baby, she ain't nowhere in sight. Well, I've had rockin' fast, had rockin' slow. I love the beat wherever I go. Patty Brown can rock so can Sioux City too. Ain't had no good rockin' till I met you. Bad news, baby, ain't got nowhere to go. Well, it's bad news, baby, I really wanna rock. Yes, it's bad news, cause I really wanna rock. Well, it's bad news, baby, somebody's got to let me rock. If I don't get some rockin', I know I'll lose my mind. If I don't get some rockin', I know I'll lose my mind. Well, I can get some rockin', but it ain't the good rockin' kind. So it's bad news. Ooh, it's bad news.
As an artist, Ronnie Self cut some great stuff. As a songwriter, he did better supplying Brenda Lee with hits. As a person, well, he was bad. Self suffered a myriad of addictions and bad decisions, which cost him a more noteworthy career in a scant 43 years of existence. Self's manager had ties to Decca from the get-go, so why he paired Self with the non-rockabilly-friendly labels Columbia and ABC initially was clearly a bad decision. But Self's 1956 self-penned debut was anything but bad. Pretty Bad Blues.
Oh, well, my woman, she was kinda pretty, but my woman, she was also bad. Now she left me early this morning and I got the blues pretty bad. Well, she give me the pretty bad blues. Yes, a pretty bad blues. Lord, Lord, got the blues pretty bad. Well, yes, dear,
pretty bad.
Oh, Lord, dear,
pretty bad.
You know that,
pretty bad.
Well, yes, dear,
pretty bad.
Lord, Lord, blues are pretty bad.
Why she wasn't leaving, she didn't have no excuse. I says, don't leave me, love me, baby.
She says, oh, what's the
use? So well, she give me the pretty bad blues.
Well, yes,
the pretty bad blues.
Lord, Lord, the blues are pretty bad. Well, yes, they're
pretty bad.
You know that,
pretty bad.
Well, yes, they're
pretty bad.
You know that,
pretty bad.
Yes, yes, the blues are pretty bad. Well, she's gone down the road, find a brand new dad. Well, she don't need one, she done got one with the blues that are
pretty bad. Will she give me the pretty bad blues?
Yes, the pretty bad blues. Lord, Lord, the blues are pretty bad. Well, yes, dear,
pretty bad.
Oh, Lord, dear,
pretty bad.
You know that,
pretty bad.
Well, yes, dear,
pretty bad.
Lord, Lord, the blues are pretty bad.
The Crestones sound like the name of a doo-wop group, not a Windy City-based garage band. The power trio cut a handful of singles for micro-label Marquee, and that was about that. And the only thing bad about this 1963 tune is a bit too much throttle on the sound effects. She's a bad motorcycle.
Down 63rd Street. She got a real tough machine. motorcycle. Ba, 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 ba. We'll be riding together all through the night. Ooh, ba, 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 ba. She's got a real wild machine, man, it's out of sight. Ooh, ba, 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 ba. She goes boom, ba, 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 ba. Set of risers way up there, bob fenders, straight pipe, she's running nitro.
Herman Parker, aka Little Junior, and his band, The Blue Flames, debuted at Sun with Feelin' Good, a Memphisized John Lee Hooker boogie. The good feeling was supplied by Blue Flames' six-string ace, Pat Hare, arguably guitar's first fuzz master. Later to break bad, when he shot two people dead in the 60s. In 1954, Junior cut the obligatory sequel to Feeling Good, and in typical Sam Phillips fashion, he shelved it. Feeling Bad.
Well, here I'm again walking down the street. This time I ain't feeling so good. Ain't lost my baby, ain't got no money, ain't got no friend. Let me tell you about it. Oh, I feel so bad. Got the worst feeling I'll ever have. Ain't got no friend, ain't got no pal. I lost my baby. Ain't got no gal, feel so bad, feel so bad. Got the worst feeling I'll ever have. The other night I went down to my baby's house. When I got to the door, I saw something that made me feel so bad. Let me tell you. Well, I went to my baby all the night. Some other guy was holding her tight. Feel so bad. Feel so bad, got the worstest feeling I ever had. Get it out. I'm going out here and kiss a little train, going back home, but let me tell you this. Oh, I feel so bad. Got the worst feeling I ever had. I'm gonna call my baby on the telephone. Say, look here, baby. Wants to come back home, feel so bad, feel so bad. Got the worst feeling I'll ever have. Feel so bad, feel so bad, feel so bad, feel so bad.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Walter White. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
In L.A., August 58, Larry Williams cut a self-penned tune later immortalized by the Beatles. But before its release, he tinkered with it a few months later in New Orleans, cutting this arguably superior outtake featuring some badass Roy Montrell guitar. True to being one of Rock and Rhythm's bad boys, Williams indulged in a life of debauchery, ending in a suspicious and violent death at the age of 44. Bad boy.
A bad little boy moved into our neighborhood. He won't do nothing right. A report card is never good. He don't want to go to school.
do nothing his daddy say. Gonna be a bad boy anyway. Junior, behave yourself. Buy every rock and roll book on a magazine stand. Woo! Every dime that he get, he give it to the jukebox man. Behave yourself. Woo! Do you see the strap I'm holding in my hand? No need of standing out there sticking out your lip. He's up. I'm gonna put this strap right where you have to sit. Gonna tell you, daddy, that you didn't do what he said. You get yourself to the barber shop and get that process off your head. He put you in arm in the little girl's hand, put thumbtacks in the teacher's chair. Woo! Junior, behave yourself. Bad little boy. He's a bad. I'm gonna break up every rock and roll record you own. Oh.